Talkback Time with Smithy. Call now 0800 150 811.
Yep. 0800 150 811. She's dead right. 0800 150 811. That is the phone number. So get on the line and give us your impression of what you've been witnessing over the weekend, and what you thought of it. Mikey's first up this morning out of Christchurch. Mikey, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Ian. Hey, NZ Cricket, do they need to go to Specsavers? Because the optics on this whole thing regarding coaches not being there is, to me, frankly, unbelievable. I know for a fact that these tours are done in advance. They know exactly how many weeks, where they're staying, what's happening. Now, for guys like Kane Williamson and Southee and the rest, they could have easily have said, right, after the test match in Pakistan, you guys have a break. Then you come back to India. Everyone has their wee rest that they need to. The other guys can do the one days in Pakistan. The World Cup's in India. Let's all go there. Let's get that sorted. But they didn't. And they've come out with all these excuses about being tired or what have you. At the end of the last, I think the Pakistani, would have been the one days, there's a three-week gap between the England test match. So, the Indian one days, I beg your pardon, there's a three-week gap to the England test match. You can't tell me that's a holiday. I had a chat to Staffy about this last week. I mean, 3 weeks is a holiday for most people in this country, let alone another break between, say, the Pakistan and India if they wanted to. I'm sorry, they're almost becoming the NZRFU.
Oh, look, I'm baffled by this. The only light I can shine on the end of the tunnel is that they're deciding, I think, rightfully so, that they've got to split the roles for coaches. And maybe this is an audition, a trial for Luke Ronchi to become our white ball T20 coach at least. And that's all I can think out of it, because I can't think for one reason that Gary Stead needs a rest. I really can't believe for one second that Gary Stead needs a rest. I would be very, very surprised about that. And, you know, coaching is, I think, obviously you're away from home, but that's your job. I mean, you don't do it forever as an international coach. There'll be other things that Gary Stead has to move on to. He may get franchise coaching around the world. Good luck to him if he does. But I think when you're in the national coach's job, I've got a sneaking suspicion that you really have to be with your national team more often than not if you intend to stay on in that particular role. So that's all I can think about it, Mikey, but I'm with you on this. I'm with you on this, particularly when you're looking at the development of players and roles. Finn Allen, for instance, as a serious work on. Now, Gary Stead was the guy that said, I believe in Finn Allen. He's the future for us at the top of the order. Well, where is he helping him now? Who's helping him now?
Exactly. I mean, and the other thing, I guess, the question is are we actually serious about the World Cup at the end of the year, or is it just something we're going to turn up to? You know, this is their conditions. We had an opportunity for the top people to be there for this. They're not. My mind is blown. Anyway, thanks, Ian.
It just it does. I mean, if a World Cup isn't your priority, Mikey, what is?
Yeah, exactly. All right, mate. Hey, thanks a lot.
Cheers, Mikey. Thanks. Thanks very much for your call, Dino. Good morning to you, Dean from Dunedin, of course.
Yes, yeah, Smitty, how are you getting on? What a weekend, eh? Unbelievable, the seventh.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you a little bit about the rugby family and just why I get it and I can't understand why other people don't. Like, I've got a sort of dating this wee Japanese lady, and her daughter was one of the best Highland dancers in New Zealand going through the age groups. But Georgia Miller was right up there, and to see her on TV and have, like, through Highland dancing, the connection, I watched it even closer. And then I've got this, like, adopted nightmare of a stepbrother. Everyone knows him as Wombat, so you know who he is. Everyone knows who he is. Damn good footy player in his own day. But he went to Timaru for a bit just to get away, and he played with this rooster, Craig Miller. Now, if Wombat says Craig Miller was a tough mother, whatever that other word is, he definitely would be. And to see him in the grandstand with a nose like that, I sort of understand that, yep, Wombat's not telling lies. He's bang on the money. But you can see where that girl come from. Her breeding, her drive. Like, I couldn't believe the physicality the French had right through the tournament. I've never seen that in women's rugby. To come up against the Black Ferns, I thought, this is going to be interesting. You've got bully brutality against fitness and toughness. And the bully mentality was nowhere. It was just not to be seen. Now, that Black Ferns, that's the best sevens game I've ever seen in my life, men's and women's. And the men's were just as good afterwards. The men's haka was unbelievable. But how can you not love a game like that when you get little stories like that? It just sums it up for me. And as for Djokovic, best tennis player I've ever seen, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Totally agree on Djokovic. Totally agree on, because we're such a small country, the linking of our sport, etc., to other activities is inevitable. But when you hear those kind of stories come to the front, Dino, and thank you very much for that too this morning, for coming in and giving us that information. There's always a bit more romance about it, and we get so many stories like that within New Zealand sport. And yes, I really took a lot of pleasure out of the men's All Black Sevens winning. I almost expect it now as a rule of thumb that the women are going to win. They're that damn good. They're that damn dominant over the whole thing. I fear for the interest in the competition, particularly now, of course, that we're not going to have the opportunity to see them playing here at home and witness it firsthand. It's always going to be, unfortunately for us now, a television viewing activity as opposed to being able to go and support it in our numbers. So that's one of the sidelines, the sad sidelines about it for me. Cliffy, also from Dunedin. G'day, Cliff. How are you going?
Yeah, morning. Maybe you're well. Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's enough money around in rugby to keep that sevens going at the level, whether there's the players are committing hard to it from other countries in these smaller tournaments. But I wanted to talk about the golf last night. I switched on, and here is old Rory McIlroy on the first tee, and bang, bang, birdie, bang, bang, birdie, bang, birdie, bang. And I thought, you know, he just showed the field who the GOAT is at the moment. You know, he is the greatest player in world cricket at the moment. And he's able to change it up two or three gears, and then he just cruises along, you know. That was a tough course, very narrow. You know, the scoring was good, I think, because it wasn't windy, and that certainly helped. But, yeah, no, class to watch. But, yeah, good stuff. And with the cricket, you know, the guy was on earlier on talking about the way... I don't know what Stead's up. I'd like to see David White have a chat with you and tell me where New Zealand cricket's going. What is his... future for us? Are we going to be a middle of the road team again, or have we done our dash beat winning the Test Championship? It's almost like we've got one trophy that we're quite comfortable. That's about as good as we are. You know, we let Bolt and a few others go. Maybe we didn't have enough money to pay them anymore, or to let them, you know, not play as much as what he might have wanted to. Bolt said, look, you know, I want to have a bit more time away, maybe playing a few things. Maybe they could have did it. But, you know, like you talk about Finn Allen, you know, the batting coach, Luke Ronke, a keeper. I'm not saying keepers aren't good batsmen, because I've seen some pretty handy keepers. One of them still got the Test record for the largest score as a wicketkeeper, isn't he? Pretty handy player in his day. But They've got to work on these guys, you know. There's no use chucking a guy in the top of the order in 50 over game, and he can't move his feet, you know. And then the bowling coach isn't over there either. He came home too. So, you know, they're very thin on experience in India when you're playing a good side, good in the World Cup. So that's where I see things. David White's got to come out and say, what is the future for New Zealand cricket? Is it all going to be put into the women's game, possibly? Are the men's sort of taking a back seat now? We've had our dash.
I think it's going to become more 50-50. There's no doubt about that. And Cliff, a lot of people would say, rightfully so. And it's been too damn long in the making. I think the focus is going to have to be more 50-50. There's no doubt about that in terms of men's and women's cricket. I enjoy your thoughts too on Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy has put his money where his mouth is, because he's opened up against LIV Golf, and that is his motivation. You can quite clearly see that he has got his motivation is to knock over anyone that is remotely aligned to live golf. And beating Patrick Reed would have been his biggest focus, and he is at the moment. Cliff, thank you very much. Finally, this morning, we've got some time for John, one of my favourite callers from Auckland. John, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Smithy. Hey, I just want to spread out the love to everyone in Auckland and Northland who are going through a rough time. Unfortunately, I'm one of those people. My house was flooded and my vehicle as well. But, you know, here sitting, listening to you, Smithy, and you're making me happy, which is brilliant.
John, sorry to hear, what area are you from, John? What area of Auckland are you from? How badly affected was your area then?
Oh, I live in West Auckland, mate, and it's pretty much, you know, every man and his dog's affected out here. I mean, a lot of your listeners might know Auckland, and West Auckland's kind of in a valley, just at the foot of the Waitakere Ranges, and there's a lot of streams running through our area. And we're doing it tough out here, mate, but, you know, we're just trotting along, and every Kiwi's helping each other, and then that's all we can do at this time.
Good on you, John. Our thoughts are with you. Appreciate you, and to all Aucklanders as well. What would you like to talk about sporting-wise?
Sporting-wise, mate, I just want to talk quickly and briefly just on the Black Caps. Bit disappointed on their display and how their whole management, mate. I heard you this morning talk about they're probably going to split the roles between the white ball and the red ball, and that's probably the way to go. We're seeing that with a lot of major teams around the world. And, it seems to be affecting the players, this kind of the management at the moment. Obviously, Finn Allen's not in form at the moment, and he probably needs to come home and spend some time in the Big Bash, what we have here, the KFC Drive or whatever it's called. Hopefully we can get over the line in this T20 series, mate, and it'll be good to have the boys home.
John, thanks very much for your call. I'm totally with you. I don't care where he gets that Finn Allen, but he's got to find some form somewhere. If he's our main man alongside Conway at the top of the order, he simply has to find the middle of the bat and do it on a regular basis to take on the best bowlers in the world. So he just has to do that on our behalf. So totally agree with you and totally sympathise as well, John, with your plight amongst all those Aucklanders that are feeling up there. Can't say it enough throughout the morning. All the best to those people battling, trying to dry out on an anniversary day where you should be celebrating and having a chance to spend some quality time. Most of you are doing quality cleaning up, and that is not on. It is 10:16 here on SENZ.